The top of the 2020 ticket is set for North Carolina, and state GOP officials are primed for an us-versus-them fight. As Rusty Jacobs reports, the mood was triumphant on primary night at the state Republican Party headquarters in Raleigh.
State GOP Chairman Michael Whatley sees the battle with Democrats in stark terms.
We feel that this is going to turn on a discussion about socialism versus economic freedom.
Never mind that a majority of North Carolinians voting in the Democratic presidential primary chose moderate candidate Joe Biden over progressive Bernie Sanders. Or that U.S. Senator Tom Tillis had to reverse his opposition to funding President Trump's border wall to avoid being a Republican Party outcast. Tillis won his GOP primary and will run for re-election against Democratic challenger Cal Cunningham. And Michael Whatley acknowledged it would be an extremely expensive race, with Cunningham getting solid support from national Democrats.
And we know that they're going to bring millions upon millions of dollars from outside of North Carolina into this race to try and back Cal Cunningham for this race, and they are not going to be able to do it because Tom is going to raise the resources that he needs.
In Dan Forrest, Republican voters have an unquestionable conservative to root for. The two-term lieutenant governor won his GOP gubernatorial primary by a wide margin and will face incumbent Democrat Roy Cooper. Forrest was a vocal proponent of HB 2, the now repealed law that prohibited transgender people from using bathrooms according to their identity. He also supports private school vouchers for families of all income levels. 17-year-old Joshua Crockett was able to vote in the primary because he'll turn 18 before the general election in November. He's very happy with a Republican slate topped by Donald Trump, Dan Forrest, and Tom Tillis.
Obviously, all the candidates are very strong politically and appeal very well to everybody that they can, and pro-life people, country people.
The candidates certainly appeal to Wake County voter Danielle Robinson, who said she recently switched from unaffiliated to Republican because her principles aligned more with the GOP platform.
My faith is important to me. Limited government is actually important to me.
Robinson wore a red and white Run Forrest Run t-shirt in support of the Republican gubernatorial candidate. Rusty Jacobs, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.